Good evening, Mike. How's life treating you? Until the glitches started kicking in. Okay. So it looks to me like I'm being broadcast and Mike isn't, so I don't know what the problem is. But Josie, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. So while Mike's get, I am. So I just wanted to know if she was with me or not. So our guest for this evening is a member of Mike's team, the Odyssey Paranormal Society. And she is going to wow us with her knowledge and everything else that you could possibly think of concerning crop circles tonight. So, Josie, with that somewhat lame intro, I'm going to let you give us an overview and kind of get going, or however you want to go with it for the show tonight.
Hello, as you know, Dave introduced me as Josie. So crop circles, no matter how much research we have done about them, are still shrouded in a ton of mystery. Crop circles are strange patterns that mysteriously appear overnight in crop fields. They are very mysterious and are very much a topic of intrigue among the press and the public alike. They are most commonly found in the United Kingdom, where dozens are still found even in modern days. So,
Okay, so let me ask you something. So when crop circles kind of when did crop circles first kind of hit the limelight, where people started noticing them? What year was it?
the first technical report of a crop circle is from 1678. In a woodcut, which was actually debunked as folklore called the Mowing Devil. Which is, there is this English farmer who told a worker whom he was feuding he would rather pay the devil himself to cut his oat than to pay the fee demand. The source of harvesting is not unknown or mysterious, but is indeed Satan himself, completing with his signature horns, tail, and is seen in the woodcut holding a scythe. So that is the first technical report of what people thought was a crop circle.
And that was what, 16 what?
1678.
Well, that's pretty brilliant. Go ahead, Mike. Are you back with
I'm
us?
just, I don't know. I need to check. Okay, can, hey, I think I'm like live now because
Sweet.
I see stuff. I have no idea what happened. I apologize for all of that. Everything was going good, and then Windows updated, and
Oh,
everything. I
that'll
wanted to
do
be
it.
ready for I wanted to be ready for tonight's show, and I hadn't restarted my computer in a while, and you know what happens when I don't do that, and so of course I just wanted to restart, but it was only gave me the shutdown, update and shutdown, or update and restart. No, just restart. And so, yeah. And now we have what happened earlier, but apparently I'm back, yay!
Yay.
And Josie, I apologize for interrupting you. I just wanted to make sure that I could actually be part of this conversation instead of you just kicking back. But let me say that it's not as easy as you thought, was it, to introduce a guest?
Well, it is when I have time to be prepared for it. It's not when you point at me and go, "Hey, can you say something?" Because I'm dead in the water over here. So, no. And then I logged in at 6:58 because you didn't call me, so I called you. So no, it wasn't, it would be easy had I been prepared for it. But anyway, so my question for you, so going back that far in time, okay, and then we're not going to stay at that early date because it's interesting, but so I got to give props to the guy who had the ability and the desire to go out there and actually do that, to actually create a crop circle of the devil, like in his field. All right. But let's move forward to when it hit mainstream, you know, because there was a time when really nobody had kind of heard of crop circles. It was just kind of a myth. It was kind of a, hey, did you hear what happened over at Fred's farm kind of thing, you know, and then at the coffee shop in town. But then nobody wanted to talk about it because nobody knew what it was, and it freaked everybody out. So everybody just kind of hushed it. But then it kind of hit the mainstream, and the media picked up on it, and they were like, holy smokes, we might have something here. So let's kind of move forward to that time, okay?
So modern crop circles didn't start appearing until around the 1970s. This is when, you know, crop circles started to become more complex with, you know, shapes and the way it was formed and even the places where it was placed. A lot of people believe that modern crop circles are messages left behind by what is stereotypically known as alien spaceships or UFOs, all that sort of stuff.
So what do you think they're trying? What are they trying to do? Leave a message? Like a pictograph kind of message?
Pictograph, yes. A lot of crop circles have strong mathematical equations where researchers think that, you know, their communication has a more complex binary system than what our computers even use. So that is still a mystery.
Do you, excuse me, I've been choking here for the past, you know, like 5 minutes. So I'd like to just let everybody know that I'm suffering over here even more. So
I thought you were going to stroke out because you almost fell out of your chair, man. I'm glad you're better.
Yeah, I was trying to get away from the microphone. So I went, like, you know, right as Josie was talking.
Right.
So, but is it possible, Josie, because I've read up on crop circles and they're all these people are saying they're all hoaxes. They're all man-made. Is it possible if that is the case, and I'm not saying that it is or that I agree with that, is it possible then with how these crop circles have these complex mathematical that maybe we're just looking for something that isn't there and it's just somebody with a sketch pad trying to do something and we're like blowing our own minds on purpose?
To be honest, 90% of crop circles are hoaxes. As I was watching a documentary the other night, a good part of it, I think us humans do read too much into it. As an artist, I can definitely say I've made some weird shapes and circles and lines that I'm like, oh, this looks kind of cool. Let's make a pattern out of it.
But then do you run out in the middle of the night to a farm field near your home and create a giant, you know, design in the crop field, not leaving any type of footprints either in or out? And everything is knocked down in a specific pattern, so when it's shot from overhead, it shows it's perfectly laid down. Now, I know Fact and Faked went in, and they actually debunked, you know, I like Fact and Fake, but they debunk stuff too easy sometimes. So they actually debunked crop circles, which I do not believe. I don't believe that they're all hoaxes. I think that there's something legitimate there. If not, how do you explain the radiation and other measurements that have been taken at some of the sites with some of the more elaborate things? And how can you do a huge elaborate thing in the middle of the night when nobody's seeing you?
Do I have the time to go out and make a crop circle? Yes. Do I do it? No.
Well, maybe you should run out and do it, and then tell us where it is, and then we'll get it. A drone will fly overhead, take some pictures, and see how good a job you did.
I am looking for a reason to buy a drone.
Uh-huh. So. You've been looking for a while. I'm throwing some ideas out here.
Way to enable me, Dave. Appreciate it.
Well, then you guys have to come out and help me.
No. No. No, I'm not traipsing around in your neighbor's crop field in the middle of the night trying to put together a design. So that's a young person's job.
But since we... Since we brought up the fact that, you know, probably 90% of these are hoaxes. I was reading about this. I can't pronounce the second one. Bauer and Chorley, is that the last name? These two guys who pretty much are taking credit for, like all of the crop circles that were made in the '70s. So I just want to read, because I have seen, I don't know if it was those two guys, but I do remember watching some documentary on crop circles years and years back, and these two guys went out into a field, and just as it seems to prove their case, they made a circle in front of journalists.
Right.
And then had in this seriologist come in and declare this legitimate and real, and they're like, ah, we fooled you. But you know, they're making claim that they're responsible for all circles prior to 1987 in the UK. I just don't see how that could be possible. But it even says, and for more than 200 crop circles between 78 and 91, with 1,000 other circles not being made by them. And that they were inspired by some crop circle that showed up in Australia in 1966, which I've never heard of.
No. And I'm going to bring into question, who's the expert? What's the credentials of the person that was the so-called expert that came in and verified that it was an alien crop circle? And then they said, ha, no, we fooled you. Who's that person? I mean, what's their backstory?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about their backstory. I know their name is Pat Delgado. I do like that name. But pretty much, even Wikipedia. I love Wikipedia. Puts seriologist, if I pronounce that right, in quotations, and an advocate of paranormal explanations of crop circles. So it's like our mainologist that we.
Right.
It just seems that they
create words.
They created this term to make themselves feel more important. I honestly don't know what you have to do in order to become a seriologist.
I don't either, but I don't know. I guess I'm just skeptical of the fact that one person went out and looked at one crop circle, and all of a sudden these guys are claiming to be responsible for every one of them, saying it was a hoax. I don't believe that.
So. Yeah, that sounds more like a hunger for fame of saying, hey, right, we did this, we proved we could do this, now we're going to take credit for all of it.
Right, exactly.
So, I want to go in like four different directions, and I'm trying to pick the right one here. So if you got something while I'm trying to make this decision, go ahead.
Yep. So let's go away from proving that they're a fake. Is there any proof or you know, anything beyond a reasonable doubt on any of the crop circles, whether it be from radiation left behind, whether it be from the intricacy of the design or anything like that? Are there any crop circles that they've looked at and said, you know what, we cannot debunk this. We're standing here scratching our heads. I don't know what this one is.
Yes. In genuine crop circles, there are significant changes to the plants. Some studies have tested that plants from the inside and outside of the circle in some fields claim to find differences, like places can't be bent or the placement of it just somehow could not have been man-made. There's a structure inside the plant biologically was completely rewritten, only found in like the genuine crop circles. So all the hoaxes, you will not find it that way. It's all just stomped down.
Yeah, I don't think walking over it with some sort of tramping device is going to change the genome inside of a stalk of corn.
Nope.
I just don't see that happening. So, I mean, are there cases like that? Are there cases out there where there have been significant things like that have happened? Radiation findings, you know, examination of the plants, and, you know, there's this really weird new type of inside structure to the plant compared to the one that's not bent over right next to it?
Yes. There have been many cases of that. That's one of the telltale signs that we know it's not a hoax.
Okay. And where is the majority of those happening? Are they here in the States or in the UK, Australia?
Primarily in southern UK, yes.
Recently? Or are those back in the 70s also?
That I'm not actually sure of. There have been a lot of crop circles appearing just in the past year alone, but I don't know anything about those cases yet.
Okay.
So they're still happening, obviously, now.
Yes.
Now, I remember on Saturday you said you actually had a number of how many had shown up this year alone. Do you still have that?
No, that was... I was actually Scott who said that.
Oh. Well.
We'll get Scott on the call. Let's go.
I can look it up.
No, that's all right. We just know that they're still showing up even today.
It was definitely more than 30, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. I
just in worldwide, not just specifically in the UK or the US.
So they're almost showing up more frequently now than before. And I know that a lot of people now, there are actually businesses who are paid to create art in cornfields. And they even hold competitions now, I guess, to try and figure out people who make the best crop circles. But I've seen some of these photos of crop circles from the aerial. They're massive. Like, just absolutely massive and so complex in their design. I honestly don't think that in the dead of night, where a lot of these are shown, and some even say they show up in the middle of the day.
Yep.
For no reason whatsoever. I can't see humans, even with the technology of today, with GPS, these things are perfect. And even if they had that, you're going to make a mistake. There's always going to be human error. I mean, and if you're in a lot of these competitions that Bauer and Chorley, when they created this circle for these journalists, did it in the middle of the day. I'm not saying that humans don't have the ability to do it. I'm saying that under the conditions and how that's been, I can't see it happening in such precision.
Yeah, not with farmers' tools or anything like that, where we still have to, you know, manually control them. There's going to be disfigurement somewhere. But, like, in the genuine crop circles, you see how perfect they are. So, no, I don't think all of them could have been man-made.
So is that part of the differentiation, then? Is that, like, when they look at a crop circle, do they look for, like, exact precision? Is that one of the parameters for being examined or, you know, moving forward with it to see if it's legitimate or to see... Is there, like, a... Here's my top 10, you know, examination sheet. And if it doesn't meet these top 10 criteria, then we're not even going to move any farther than this. Kind of like how we investigate. You know, you're claiming this is going on in the house. Let's sit down and go over our list of boom, 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 you know, these items. And then whether or not we're going to take the case.
Yes, complexity is definitely part of that. Number, complexity, and placement are three big things with identifying a genuine crop circle. So,
do we know what those are besides complexity?
Not necessarily. The size of it, I guess, doesn't primarily matter. It's more of just the complexity of it, which does a lot with the shape.
Okay. That works.
So let's work on the side of the hoaxers for a second. You know, I'm going to assume that they're using simple hand tools. I'm just making that assumption because... Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was going to say, because when you said simple hand tools, they made in July of 92, they did a competition. And the winners of that used rope, PVC pipe, a plank, string, a telescopic device, and two stepladders.
And that was it. And they created a large geometric crop circle.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what their circle looked like or how, you know, what they actually made, but all that was said was the winning entry was produced by three Westland helicopter engineers.
Okay.
And that's all they used was the rope, pipe, plank, string, telescopic device, and two stepladders.
Okay. So I was going to say, so that the documentary I saw years and years ago, it was a couple of guys with like a 4x4 and some rope, and they didn't have any stepladders, and they had a few other things, and they had like a GPS where they were mapping, you know, trying to map out their design or whatever, making coordinate points. But so working on the side of the hoaxers for a second, you walk into a field, let's say it's well, I don't know. Is there any numbers as far as how many acres these things comprise of? I mean, are they in fields that are a couple hundred acres, 20 acres? I mean, do we know? The big ones. Give me an idea of a big one. How many acres are in the field?
About 50.
50. Okay. So you walk into a 50-acre field, and in the course of an overnight, so in the course of 8 hours, 10 hours, you, in the dark, manage to create a perfect geodesic shape in a 50-acre field. And then you walk back out, and you don't leave any other traces. There's no rough edges. Has that happened? It sounds like it has, right?
There was a case in Australia, like Mike was saying, where it was actually proven as a hoax later on. Where he thought, you know, he went out to the public and said, oh, he saw some UFO down over by the swampy area. And was later on, he did use farming tools. But there was no way to discern that. He was just so secretive about it and blamed it all on a UFO.
Okay.
I was going to say, when you brought up the sizes, there have been some... And this may be again either on the hoax side or maybe they're yelling at us more. I don't know. Let's say aliens for the sake of argument for that one.
Yeah.
But it says the crop circles have increased in size since the original. Some occupying areas as large as 200,000 square feet.
Okay. And so that seems ambitious. I mean, it would seem ambitious to tackle, 200,000 square foot radius and create a technically specific, intense type of design that is going to make people stop and go, holy crap, what is that? Right? So let's throw out the overnights, okay? Because a lot of things can be done in the cover of darkness. So what about the ones that happen during the day? How do they explain that? I mean, let's say that a farmer goes out to his field and for whatever he's out there, maybe he's moving his watering cannons, you know, and he goes and has breakfast in town and comes back home 3 hours later, whatever, 2 hours later, and he comes back and he goes to move the watering stations and all of a sudden, there's this really amazing design in the middle of his crops.
Well, some of that could have been weather, too. A lot of crop circles are blamed on weather, like tornadoes. Mostly, okay. Yeah.
I would like to see a crop circle tornado create that. I'm just not feeling it. So, you know.
Yeah, I honestly haven't read too much up on the meteorological. I'm just going to skip that word.
Meteorological. Just skip it. The weather guy.
Yeah. I'm going to just skip on that because I agree. Maybe if it was one circle,
right,
and that was it, I could definitely get behind a tornado. You know, they do pop up or whatever, but a tornado leaving a geographical type, you know, and pictographical design in a cornfield and no place else, I can't see it. The only thing that could possibly do that is if Thor came down and landed right there.
Yeah. So there's a guy named George Tennis Meaden. He's a former physicist, and he thinks some of it could be this weird weather phenomena called a plasma vortex, which he defines as a spinning mass of air, which is accumulated by a significant fraction of electrically charged matter.
So I'm going to assume that this guy does not believe in extraterrestrials or in anything paranormal. I'm going to say he's a very straight-laced scientist who believes in nothing that he can't see, touch, or feel, or do a double-blind experiment in a lab.
It didn't say anything about that with him, but yeah, that's kind of the feeling I get too.
Yeah. All right. So we'll throw
him. I don't know if that phenomena is actually a real thing, but it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sounds cool and it's on the internet, it's definitely true.
So Mike, going back some shows here, what was the weather thing that was kind of odd? Do you remember off the top of your head that it was quite a few shows back, but we did a show and they were talking about cloud formations, and then all of a sudden like this really funky cloud, and you're the one who brought it up and you're like, well, what about this cloud? And you know, I just wonder, I mean, I know it's legitimate because we both looked at it and both kind of looked it up afterwards, and I looked it up too, and I was like, okay, well, that's all right. I can understand that, but this guy is saying that you can create an intricate design by this electrically charged pocket of air, for lack of a better term.
You're talking about I'm looking it up because it was during our show about the Bermuda Triangle.
There you go. That's what it was. And they were trying to explain away how the planes disappeared.
Yeah, and it was some microburst, a hexagon shaped cloud, or like a breaking in the clouds that were doing microbursts that can reach up to 100 miles per hour and make waves of 45 feet high. But I believe they only were showing up over water.
Okay.
I don't think that they showed up. They showed up worldwide, but I don't think they showed up over over cornfields. It almost disproves this being a part of crop circles, because even if it is a thing, they made hexagon shaped clouds and stuff like that. Right. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if they're designed to actually create shapes, but if I don't think that these have anything to do with crop circles.
Okay. So with that in mind then, Josie, does this guy have any proof? This guy that you were just talking about, I don't remember his name. It didn't sink in when you said it. I was more like, who is this guy and what kind of like stuff is he fabricating? But so does he have any proof? Has he gone to sites and said, yeah, look at this crop circle. this was caused by this type of weather anomaly, and here's why. And here's how I can prove it.
So I don't think he's ever gone out to a site where there's been a crop circle, but I don't know. He claims that this phenomena is similar to a weather pattern called ball lightning, which has been proven to be a real thing.
Yeah, ball lightning is real. I know that.
Yeah.
But ball lightning doesn't create intricate designs in crop fields.
Well, nobody knows that. It's not very well known at all. We don't even know why it occurs. So there's no way to prove or disprove that.
Okay, so we're going to say that there is a possibility that an extreme kind of funky weather anomaly can create what we interpret as human beings as a crop circle.
Right. What we don't know could be some strange weather pattern. It's just something we may not be familiar with yet.
But if it's this thing called ball lightning, and I read that it exists, not exactly what it was, if I would assume that if it involves lightning, that it wouldn't just create a perfect geometrical design. Even if it was circular in nature, without blowing it up.
Like burning something, yeah.
Exactly, without burning it. And on no photo that I've ever seen are there any scorch marks.
Right. And
I'm assuming then that if it is lightning based, that based on what happens when it hits us and houses and everything else for that matter, there would be some sort of scorch thing, not boom, it hits and this geometrical shape is created, and there's no physical evidence of that sort of thing.
So anybody who knows weather and weather effects, lightning often strikes underground, right? So during the documentary I was watching, I took note of this, that one farmer said that underneath the fields, as the crops grow back, their seeds have looked like they've been baked from the inside.
So indicating that there was some type of heat source.
Yes.
Obviously.
Nuclear, baby. Nuclear.
All right, so just to throw this out there, ball lightning is an unexplained atmospheric electrical phenomena. The term refers to reports of luminous spherical objects which vary in diameter from pea-sized to several meters. So the other site that I looked at said golf ball to basketball size. It's usually associated with thunderstorms, but lasts considerably longer than the split-second flash of a lightning bolt. And that's what I know ball lightning as. So it is lightning. The reason they call it ball lightning is because it's not the single streak that goes, you know, and cruises through the sky, and it stays visible to the human naked eye for more time. But that does not in any way, shape, or form say that ball lightning, which is atmospheric, is coming down, hitting the ground, and creating crop circles.
Well, no. It's just a theory.
Yes. Right. So what we're going to do now, because I have to, not because I want to, is play commercials. So we are going to be back here shortly, now that everything appears to be working as it should. And so you're listening to the Odyssey Files on Para-X. We'll be back here shortly.
UFOs, Bigfoot, cryptids.
A lot of shit on the coin. Just think if you listen to the words of Para-X.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Rat, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view. Back where I belong.
Please take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs, and all kind of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear...
Line!
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's The Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Hey, this is Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters, and if you ever have time that you never want to get back, spend it listening to Mike and Dave on the Odyssey Files.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Odyssey Files here on Para-X. We are back with our wonderful guest, my very own investigator, Miss Josie Brugman, and we are talking about crop circles. No, I know that there are a lot of theories. We've already hit upon several of them so far in the show. But are there any other theories out there as to what crop circles are, what they mean, you know, who created them, that you feel are probably more legitimate than... whether they're hoaxes or, weather, I guess you could say.
So there is a theory that some people think that crop circles might be linked to the military. So some people think it's a result of top secret military experiments, noting that it might be possible to project a beam of high intensity microwaves from a distance. It may have enough energy to vaporize the water in a plant, causing it to collapse. Why the military would want to do such a thing is, once again, still a mystery to the public, but such displays is unclear, but there are suggestions that it may be part of a dark psychological experiment.
I'm seeing Star Wars. So the Star Wars project, when they were going to put it in place... and put all of the space hardware in place to be able to basically create a ring of protection around the U.S. against a nuclear strike. I wonder if that could be, and exactly what you said, like a microwave test. Can we take a satellite that's up there that we're going to use for another purpose and specifically shoot an intense amount of energy down to the ground in a very specific pattern and make it happen?
That almost makes complete sense.
It kind of does.
I mean, it would explain the radiation, really.
Right. The abnormality of the crops themselves.
And it would also explain why they suddenly show up in the middle of the day as opposed to the night, because such a microburst like that and you know, microwave emissions in general, you know, can't be seen.
Right.
Interesting. I actually don't know anything about the Star Wars
program
thing that you just mentioned. Program.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the first time that I heard about it. The only thing that dealt with Star Wars and crop circles to me was that a 11-year-old child made the Rebel Alliance emblem out of a cornfield.
Sweet. But that's not what I was talking about. I was talking more specifically about the satellite placements to protect us.
At first, when you said the Star Wars thing, I'm like, oh, he's going to bring up the little kid. You brought up something else.
Yeah, took that a different direction. But I mean, that would explain it, you know. I mean, it's plausible.
Yeah, that was when I was researching on it. That was one of my favorite things to read. They didn't go into detail of what you just explained, but yeah, that sheds a lot of light. No pun intended.
All right. No, well, dude, we solved it. It's over. Well, another successful show.
Thank you for listening here at the Odyssey Files.
Yeah.
You will never hear from us again because we are about to be kidnapped.
Right. But if you'd like to sponsor us in our memory, we're going to set up a fund. It's the Mike and Dave Travel Fund on GoFundMe. And even though we won't be around to enjoy it, just the thought of it being there is going to make us feel better as we're being dragged from site to site with hoods on and black vans.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody for listening to all of our shows before I disappear on my way to work tonight. I think that if I would have read about that thing before, I would have been like, well, that really does explain it. I mean, why they think that they're human made, why everybody thinks that they're human made. But just for the sake of argument, because I know that there are conspiracy theorists out there that think that this is absolutely a extraterrestrial visitors from space. They're navigational signs and, that theory and stuff like that. So are there any like way out there type theories that a normal logical person such as myself would be like, no, that's you need to lay off the cough syrup to believe that is the case?
Well,
smooth, Dave, that was smooth.
Well, you're not asking me, you're asking Josie, so I'm just motioning to Josie.
Well, I'm sure the more you read into it, I noticed that when I was researching crop circles, because I love the paranormal side of it, but a lot of that was shot down really harshly.
Again, by people in the paranormal field themselves, or by everybody who's anti-paranormal and hates anything that they can't put in a lab in a double-blind experiment?
Well, by both, actually.
Okay.
You go to a crop circle and you have all this equipment to test stuff out, and sometimes there's just nothing. You can't really prove that it was, alien life or whether it was just hoaxed.
Okay, so let's backtrack here for a second then. So what about the sites where they actually had things like crop abnormalities, radiation? What are they attributing to that? You're not going to have a plant, you're not going to have a stalk of corn laying down and another one standing right next to it, and one has been totally revamped internally and the other one is completely unscathed. That is just not going to happen on a normal afternoon.
Nope.
And radiation left behind is not going to just show up either. I mean, I know there's ground radiation, so we don't need to waste time going there, but ground radiation is permanent. It'd be there every year. The guy would have dead crops. So it's not like you're going to have healthy, beautiful crops, and then all of a sudden you go out for coffee and to talk to your other buddy farmers, and you come back and the radiation kicked in, and all your crops are dead in a perfect geometric design. That's not going to happen. All right, so we're throwing that out too. So what about that? So what about the actual things have really drastically changed here? How are they just dismissing that as man-made?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. I'm not really sure why people can still think that. I personally don't know how to shape the biological reform of a plant. I don't know what could. I don't know what could cause that. So
I don't have any radiation. So, I mean, I could get half of it, but I can't get the other half, so.
Well, for anybody out there who does not have access to any weird things like that, can you please tell us how to change a plant? and say that it's not hoaxed or hoaxed.
Okay. So let's assume, okay, for the remainder of the show, let's get away from all of the so-called experts that just want their 5 minutes of fame, and let's move into kind of a wild theory. So not all crop circles. Let's say that 98% of them, I would say 90% is probably low, to be honest with you. I would say 98, 99% of crop circles are probably faked. All right, but let's take that 1 or 2% that is totally unexplainable, where really weird evidence is left behind that everybody is scratching their heads about, okay? Yeah. Of that 1 or 2%, what do you personally feel is the likelihood that that was created by something not of our world? And expound on your thought.
Trying to think.
That's fine. I'll throw mine in there while you're thinking. I think that 1% to 2% is very highly likely to be some type of intelligent life form that is not of our planet. I have seen way too much evidence and experienced way too many things myself personally, and seen way too many things in my lifetime that I cannot explain concerning objects in the sky, weird anomalies happening. You know, I've never seen a crop circle. I've never gone out and actually walked into a crop circle. And growing up in the Chicagoland area and all the farm fields in Indiana, you would think that I might have happened to do that once in my life, but I didn't. But I would say that that is a very plausible explanation, that legitimately there is something that is happening from an intelligent life source from out of our world that is coming down for some reason, leaving these signs there.
Well, I have to agree personally. There, you see all the genuine crop circles you see that people have been explaining, their stories have all been super similar, to the point where it's hard to deny the fact that that can't be the case. Especially with the complexity and the number of them growing so easily that, you know, no matter how much we try to research, we still can't understand.
But let's say for the sake of argument that 1 or 2% is from intelligent life outside of this world. I have two questions. One, why these geometrical designs in cornfields? And two, what are they trying to say with these that they can't just say in more easier to understand forms?
Well, and I'm going to interject just one quick thing there. It's not just corn. It's all crops. So I've seen them in hay. I've seen them in, like, rye. I've seen them in oats. I've seen them in, you know.
Sorry, it's crops.
Right, it's crops. So it's not just corn, because corn is difficult to – it's not difficult to bend the stalk, but it would be more difficult to go into a hay field and not leave a trace of you going into a hay field, because being a deer hunter, I can walk through a cornfield – and walk the rows and not leave any trace, not break any stalks. Oh, you get to see my footprints, but that's about it. But I can't walk through a field of hay or a field of rye or winter wheat and not leave proof that I walked through that field. That's not going to happen. So just wanted to throw that out there. I mean, so for those other types of crops, I think it becomes less and less likely that they're man-made, based on the fact that you can't walk in between two pieces of winter wheat.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. Throw your question out there again. I think we got off track there. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So now that I've been corrected. what?
That's what I'm here for.
I know. So, Josie, what do you think... What do you think they are choosing crops, you know, to make these geometrical designs? And what are they trying to say that, what could they possibly, you know, be saying with these geometrical designs that couldn't be said in easier and more understandable terms.
Well, I think they choose Fields of Crops just because it's such a wide open space. That's, you know, unless, you know, if a human is there in that exact moment it's being made, it isn't going to affect us directly, like the people who are living in the city or something. What they mean? There have been some theories out there that it could be a warning sign of something that's going to happen in the future. But like any other country or any other world out there probably doesn't speak our language, but understands the fact that, you know, we see shapes or numbers and stuff and try to make a code thinking we might understand what it means or eventually be able to decode it.
So do you think that there's a possibility that there is an intelligent type of communication going on there? That if we actually do somehow manage to decode this, that we're going to, I mean, who knows what we're going to find. I mean, so let's just say it goes one of two ways. You know, either we decode the warning that they're trying to give us, or we decode some type of gift of knowledge that they're leaving behind for us.
Gift of knowledge. So crop circles are very much linked to different health effects when you walk into it. I was reading up somewhere that, you know, the earth, depending on the way you penetrate into the earth, yep, can have some sort of, you know, weird way of fixing health problems, which is what some people think the crop circle might be, is part of that whole, you know, halo of good health sort of theory, like, okay, they have, so for like some rocks.
So you're saying that this is like a well, like a possibility of something like a wellspring, where people, yes, can walk into this circle and have rheumatoid arthritis, spend a half hour enjoying the beauty of what's there, leave the circle, and their symptoms will be diminished or gone.
Yes.
Okay. Has there been any documentation of that, or is that just a wishful thinking?
No, there has been stories about that. One woman went to a crop circle who had a very bad case of Parkinson's. Spent 20 minutes sitting in the circle, didn't shake even once, and the effects lasted, you know, about an hour or two even after leaving the circle. So it was relieved for, you know, X amount of time.
Okay.
But some people who may be very sensitive to things like electromagnetic waves or radiation could feel, you know, extremely ill when they walk into a crop circle. So it is highly advised before you go near a crop circle that you do take in the fact that it could affect you one way or another.
Geiger counter. That's what I'm taking with me. Just to make sure there's not radiation.
That reminds me, I need to buy one of those.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
On that note, that is pretty much all the time that we have. Just really quick, Josie, your final thoughts on crop circles based on your research.
I definitely do believe some of them out there is some sort of intelligent life that we don't know of. I firmly believe that.
Okay. I think then, if that is the case, and I agree with you on that one, then trying to get into these hoaxes and whatnot, we're pretty much just screwing ourselves in that sense, because now we don't know what's real and what isn't.
Yes.
Hence the Geiger counter. Because if I were going to go investigate a crop circle, the first piece of equipment I would have with me would be a Geiger counter to see if there's any residual radiation. If there's not any residual radiation, that would be the first sign to me that it potentially is not legitimate. There'd be more things to look at, but that would be my first step.
Yep, agreed. So, Josie, thank you very much for coming on and being our guest, and especially for doing all the research that you had to do in order to I don't want to say in order to come on, because you're always welcome, but for that you did for this topic, and I personally really appreciate it.
It was fun to research. I had a lot of fun with it.
Perfect. Well then, Dave and I will be back next week, I believe. No.
No.
Well, yes. Hopefully.
We're in limbo.
We'll either be kidnapped and you'll never hear from us again.
Right.
Or we will have a pre-recorded show. So,
right.
But it's going to be a great one. For all of us here at the Odyssey Files, we hope you have a really good night. And the Shadows radio show is coming up next. Have a good night.
Good night.
Hello, everyone. This is Ken Bogle. You know, you hear so many great moments during each and every episode of The Odyssey Files with Dave and Mike. But if I had to really choose my favorite moment, it would have to be when the show was over.